for us to grow our faith in God the Father and Christ Jesus. We have to ensure we have a right relationship with God. We all know how relationships can go. One person could be thinking the relationship is on track while the other person is thinking the relationship is not working at all. See, if our relationship is not right with God, then we may not be growing like we need to grow. It's nothing worse than to put a lot of energy and time and effort and resources into a relationship just to find out that what we're expecting to get out of the relationship is never going to happen. See, it takes time to come to an understanding so everyone feels good about the relationship. Then it grows and turns into something really special. It's not only true with our relationship with God, but it's also true regarding our relationship with others. We need to know we have a right connection with Christ Jesus. See, anyone who is seeking to enter into God's kingdom must enter into a lasting fellowship and friendship with God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. And much like God's word describes Enoch's relationship with God, it says that Enoch lived in a close relationship with God for over 300 years. That's the type of lasting relationship we want with God. In the end, Enoch was taken away to be with God. So we can look at the relationship with Noah had with God. He was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time. And he walked in a close relationship with God. See, for us to build a relationship with God, we have to check ourselves and make sure our walk is blameless, our walk is righteous, and we walk in God's love. Otherwise, we may not have the type of relationship we think we have with God. See, God we serve is a jealous God who does not put up with us being in a relationship with someone else who's not in a relationship with Him. See, if we properly build our relationship with God, we could stand before Him worshiping in His presence, praising His holy name. See, if we work on our relationship with God, our hands and hearts become pure. Our walk before Him will be steadfast. And even in our relationship with each other, it's very hard to remain in a relationship with a person who always tells lies, who never does what they say they're going to do. Even after giving them many chances to do the right thing, they just won't act right. See, we give up on them. In the same way, we cannot think it's unjust for God to require for us to always operate in His truth, to follow His word, for us to be in a relationship with Him. You look at what God promised Abraham. Because he lived his life in a way that built up a right relationship with God through faith. See, God promised to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants, not just based on his obedience, but also because of his relationship and his friendship with God. See, working on our relationship with God will require that we grow in the image of His Son, Christ Jesus. We must take on a Christ-like attitude, not remaining in our old self. And as we grow in the Lord, our relationship with God will get better. We'll come to understand changes God wants us to make in our lives to be closer to Him. See, building up a right relationship with God the Father starts with us accepting Jesus as our Savior and Lord. He makes us right before God by His blood. See, Christ restored our friendship with the Father and has remained with us until then. Go with me to Romans in chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. Relationships are hard. They require a lot of work. And we must be able to see things clearly from others' perspective, especially God's. See, if we only see things from our perspective, we won't grow in our relationship. Romans chapter 5, verses 9 and 11 says, since you have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall you be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Christ Jesus, through whom we have received reconciliation. See, our separation from God started with Adam. But through the righteous acts of Jesus Christ, we have a new life that brings us to a right relationship with God. By Adam's one disobedience, many became sinners. But through Christ's one act of obedience, many will be made righteous. See, it is God who calls us into fellowship with his son, Christ Jesus. And if we faithfully honor and work on our relationship with Christ, with our brothers and sisters, we'll be stronger. We'll be blameless on the day of the Lord. See, Christ Jesus teaches us the importance of having a relationship with God. See, he uses a rich man who started to gain wealth. He thought the best thing he could do was build up a big room for himself and store up all his possessions. And then he could take it easy for the rest of his life and eat and drink and be merry. See, Christ said this person was a fool. And his life was required of him that very night, and that others will get what he's worked so hard to build up. See, Christ said we become fools when we work to build up earthly wealth, but we do not have a rich relationship with God. While we're building up and working on our relationship with God, the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, we cannot turn and start bragging about our relationship with God. Even though we know God's word, we'll become called to instruct others in the ways of God, we have to keep ourselves in right standing with the Lord. See, we cannot teach others not to steal, yet we rob God. We cannot teach others not to commit adultery, yet we commit all kinds of sinful acts. And neither can we, who are supposed to have a right relationship with God, teach others not to love money and possessions, yet we hoard riches. We who teach also have to maintain a right relationship with God all the way to the end. So we have to be an example of God's work being worked in us so others can see it. We cannot turn our relationship with God into a false relationship by the way we live. See, if we start building a relationship with evil spirits and demons, then we'll lose our relationship with God. See, we cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. We cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the tables of demons. We need to be careful in how we live out our lives here on earth. See, in the same way, who we marry and bound ourselves with could greatly impact our relationship with God. God's word says that the righteous and the wicked have nothing in common. Neither does one who has a fellowship with light have anything to do with darkness. If we join ourselves with such a person, we'll turn our relationship with Christ Jesus into a false relationship, or we start claiming and declaring things because we don't have a true relationship with God, which causes things to occur by his power. See, we have to wake up. I have to realize our relationship is not on the right path like it used to be. We need the light of Christ Jesus to shine on our relationship so we're not walking around like fools, but as one who is wise. We cannot be unwise regarding our relationship with God. We cannot be unwise in our relationship with each other. We need to understand God's will so our walk is blameless and our relationship is blameless with God. Our relationship with God starts with his word, flows through his son, and ends it with his spirit. We cannot lose our connection with our relationship with Christ Jesus. We'll be lost, and we won't be holding on to God. See, it is Christ who holds all things together. We must delight in the fellowship and relationship we have built up in Christ. It must be real and built on God's truth. And we know friendship with the world is hatred toward God. God's word teaches us that a relationship with this world will cause God's spirit that lives in us to grieve intensely. And we'll falsify our relationship with him. Go with me to James chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. You have to be careful about building a relationship with this world while we're having a relationship with God. In the end, one of our relationships won't be real. A relationship outside of God and Christ is fake. It is a false relationship. James chapter 4, verses 4 through 5 says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? And anyone who chooses to be a friend of this world becomes an enemy of God. Or you think that scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely?" See, God wants us to watch out that we don't lose what we worked so hard to achieve. See, if we're wandering away from God's teaching, then we do not have a relationship with him. We have to remain under the teaching of Christ Jesus, to have a true relationship with God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus. See, anyone come teaching something that does not match up with the truth taught by Christ, or teaches us to not build our relationship based on God's word, then we should not have nothing to do with this type of teacher or person, and don't encourage their false teaching. We have God over our relationship with God. There are many who scoff at things that they don't understand. They eat and they fellowship with us, but they are a dangerous people who are looking to shipwreck our relationship with God, the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus. You and I have an intercessor, Christ Jesus, who calls us friend. And he helps us when our hearts are down, when we have trouble. And he helps us when we pour out our tears to God. See, Christ pleads for us to the Father as a man pleads for his friend. We seek a true relationship with the Lord, so he will see us as his flock and tender to us. He comes with sovereign power. By his arm, he protects us. He teaches and he cares for us. Through our relationship with God, we experience God's wisdom. We gain access to God's spirit because we are a friend of Christ Jesus. See, those who don't have a relationship with God have to present themselves to Christ and establish a relationship with him and learn to grow in the Lord. And through our relationship with God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus, we're encouraged to remain united in Christ, to have fellowship with the Spirit, to work to be like-minded in the body of Christ. Go with me, Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. See, maintaining a right relationship with God the Father in Christ Jesus frees us so we show tenderness and compassion to one another. We walk with our brothers and sisters, helping others along the way. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. See, our relationship with God is defined through scriptures, not through knowledge, but through us believing in God's word, the Lord will credit us as righteous, like God did with Abraham. We must develop our relationship with God so we have become a friend of Jesus. We know we're not justified by what we do, but by the faith we have in Jesus. So we have to be careful with forming relationships. You and I cannot manage our relationship from a right or wrong point of view. See, if God manages his relationship with us this way, none of us would be in a relationship with him. See, God's word says, let God be true and every person a liar. See, God is expecting us to reflect and grow our relationship with Christ. And we should have a mirror that reflects our relationship. See, the changes in a relationship should be showing, and we should be able to see the work that Christ has been done in our life. It should be reflective in our relationship with God, with others. We should be able to see that reflection. It's no longer the old person. It's no longer the old self, but it's a reflection of that new creation. See, that comes out by having a true relationship with God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus. We should be reflecting that no matter what situation we're in, no matter what circumstance we're in. It should come out even if we're angry. It should come out even if we're hungry. It should come out even if we're poor. See, that reflection of that work by the Spirit, by the hand of God, should be there all the time. Even in your marriages, even in our dealing with our kids, even upon our jobs, see, that relationship that we have with God should be reflected. It should be like a reflection in a mirror that we could see our attitude is like Christ Jesus. See, as a child of God, as a friend of God, we must proclaim what we have learned and been taught by God's word. We must proclaim our relationship with the Father and His Son, Christ Jesus. Not only about having a real relationship with God, the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, but allowing that relationship to make our joy complete. Where does our relationship with God stand? Do we have a pseudo relationship with God that allows us to continue to imitate sin and evil? Or do we have the kind of relationship with God that we can call God our Lord?
Or do we have that kind of relationship what we call good, evil, and evil, good? God's word says, let's make sure we understand that everyone who does good is from God. And anyone who does what is evil is not of God. Nor do they have a friendship with the Lord. Praise God. He wants us all to grow into a strong relationship with him through his son, Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Christ says that he is the light, and we must be real and be in a real relationship with him. Thank you, Father. We know the only way for us to make it through this world is for us to have a personal, a real, a stronger, a deep relationship with you through your son, Christ Jesus. Lord, you call us friend. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's difficult to develop a relationship with God. Not because of how God is, but because of how we are. We don't want to work hard to establish and grow a relationship with him. Neither do we want to put in the work to develop a true relationship with Christ Jesus. So our relationship with God is built on what? Is it only built on the fact that you go to church? See, is it only built on the fact that you can call on the name of Jesus? Is it only built on the fact that you can call yourself a Christian? Or do you have a true relationship with God? Have Christ truly come in and put the Spirit inside of you and change your heart and change the way you're thinking, change the way you're acting, change the way you're talking? Is a relationship, is it reflective in the way you are today? Do you have a right relationship with God, or is it fake? See, but we got to be careful in the end. Christ said in this, he said, I'm going to tell you, I don't know you. So you and I got to be confident of this relationship. That transformation inside of us must start taking place. You and I got to start thinking about God. Every day and night, as the word of God says, it's got to be on our mind. See, the way we walk and the way we talk and the way we react has to be about what God would want us to do and not how we want to reflect upon ourselves. What kind of relationship do you have with Christ Jesus? See, can Christ come in and change our mind when we feel like doing one thing? Can Christ come in and make us do something else? And see, can Christ teach us something that we think is right, but is wrong, and straighten the word in us? See, can Christ do that because we have a right relationship with him? We need a real relationship with God, built on God's word, his son, and his spirit. It's the only way to come to know the Lord. It's the only way to enter into a personal relationship to him. It's the only way you and I can enter into the kingdom of God. It's the only way that we can lie down in peace. It's the only way that we can sit here and say we're going to have rest. It's the only way you and I can experience the joy and happiness God talked about. It's the only way that you and I can have a loving wife and loving kid. It's the only way, because the relationship starts with God and it ends with God. And everything of us is in God. And therefore, it's in that relationship that we have with God that everything prospers. And it's not in the money. It's not in the work that we do. It's not in the work of our hands. It's in that faith that we have in Christ Jesus, that relationship we have with God, that God makes things prosper in our lives. Do you have that relationship? Do you know him? Better yet, does he know you? We have to be real about this. You and I want to grow our faith in Christ Jesus and God the Father. It starts with having a true relationship with God. It cannot be fake. It cannot be pseudo sometime. And it's got to be a real relationship. God's got to be able to move in your life and my life whenever he feels like it. Because we're listening, God. We're paying attention. Because your relationship is the most important relationship in our lives. Before my relationship with my wife, it's more important than my relationship with my children. It's more important, Lord, than my relationship with my brothers and sisters. It's more important, Lord, than my relationship with people on my job or my boss, who is more important than any other relationship in this world. I want to have a real relationship with you. I want to open my heart and let you touch my heart and be able to change my thinking and change my ways and change my walk and change my speech, Lord Jesus. We come asking you today to keep your hand extended and touch us, Lord, to give us the confidence that we're in a right relationship with you. And where we're not right with you, God, straighten us out. Where there's falsehood in our thinking, straighten us out, God. When we're not on the path that you called us to be on, that allows us to be in a right relationship, God, move us onto the right path today, Lord Jesus. God, our lives, Lord, we need you. You see this world, you spoke of this world, and it's coming true before our eyes. But in a right relationship with you, all things are possible with God. We thank you, Father, for loving us. We thank you for sending your Son. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for caring for us and interceding for us, that we can have a right relationship with God. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.